Chapter 16. Job said in reply,
I have heard many things like these before. All of you are troublesome comforters. Is there an end to empty words? What provokes you to answer this way? I could also speak as you do. If you were in my place, I could make persuasive speeches against you and shake my head at you. Instead, though, I would strengthen you with the words of my mouth, and the consolation of my lips would bring relief. If I speak, my own pain is not relieved, and if I stop speaking, how much is my pain reduced? But now he has made me weary. He has devastated my whole household. You also seize me, and it has become a witness, so that my own skinniness rises up and testifies to my face. His anger has torn me to pieces, and he harbors animosity against me. He grinds his teeth against me. My adversary pierces me with his eyes. They have opened their mouth wide against me, and they have scornfully struck my cheeks. In large numbers they gather against me. God hands me over to young boys, and he thrusts me into the hands of the wicked. I was untroubled, but he shattered me. He grabbed me by the back of the neck and crushed me. Then he set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my kidneys and feels no compassion. He pours out my gall on the earth. He breaks through against me with breach after breach. He rushes at me like a warrior. I have sewn sackcloth together to cover my skin, and I have buried my dignity in the dust. My face is red from weeping, and on my eyelids is deep shadow, although my hands have done no violence and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let there be no resting place for my outcry. Even now, my witness is in the heavens. The one who can testify for me is in the heights. My companions ridicule me as my eye sheds tears to God. Let someone arbitrate between a man and God, as one would between a man and his fellow. For the years to come are few, and I will go away on the path of no return.